patient named Eliana, that's E-L-I-A-N-A, Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A. Date of birth is 10-3-22, date of service 11-20-23. This is a one-year-old little girl. Grandmother brings her in today with complaint of pulling on the left ear, cough, congestion. She's had these symptoms ongoing now for a week. Mom views it as minor, but she was worse a month ago, received antibiotics, and cleaned it up quite a bit, period, in a paragraph. She's gotten a bit worse over the last few days. She does see other infants at daycare. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no high fevers. There's been no verbalization of change in her bathroom habits as far as bowel habit or bladder. Period, new paragraph. Current medications, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current weight, 23 pounds. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, no indication of secondhand smoke. Lives with mom and dad. Labs, none today were obtained. On exam, patient is awake, alert, allows me to interact, although grandmother is holding her through the exam today. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears. There is left-sided otitis media, much erythema visualized. Canal is grossly clear, oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, period, in the paragraph assessment and plan. otitis media, patient will receive amoxicillin 200 per 5 ml, 1 teaspoon BID 10 days, period, new paragraph. Cough, Histex PD 0.3 ml, 3 times daily. Number 30 ml, mom is going to monitor symptoms and return to clinic or call if not improved. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Merle, M-E-R-L-E. Last name Diaz, D-I-A-Z, date of birth 8-11-82, date of service 11-20-23. This is a 41-year-old female patient. Complaint of having some cough and bilateral ear pain. She has had these symptoms now for almost 2 weeks. It does seem to be bothering her a little bit more lately. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented. Vital signs, blood pressure elevated at 160 today. Last visit 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was 140 systolic. I've asked her to monitor her blood pressure. She does not want blood pressure medications at this time, and she will return to clinic for labs. Pulse 104. Respiration 18, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 97%, current weight 204. Once again, if we're going to treat this patient for blood pressure, we need to get a set of labs. She will monitor her blood pressures. I will have my MAs call her to request that and present to us a blood pressure log. Period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative, surgical history, tubal and gallbladder, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, she's not in any distress, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears. Bilateral tympanic membrane opacities and landmarks are not seen. Left side does have some erythema as well. It seems as though they are a bit swollen. Canals are grossly clear. A bit erythema at the distal portion. Period, new paragraph. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema. No strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft. Heart is... positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, paragraph, assessment and plan. Otitis media, patient will receive amoxicillin 875 BID 10 days. She's going to monitor her symptoms and return to clinic or call if needed. Period. New paragraph. Cough. Patient tells me she has plenty of Bromfed DM from last office visit. She's going to continue to take that and call us if she needs a bit more. Once again, plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and call us if not improving. And once again, she will be contacted about providing a blood pressure log as well. Patient returns PRN.